As reports are coming in that the IDF has destroyed a new tunnel infiltrating from Gaza into Israel, we are joined on the line by Colonel in Reserves Atay Shelach, who is the former commander of the Elite Combat Engineering Unit, Yalom, who dealt with dismantling tunnels. And today he is the general manager of HLS Division in YR Group. Atay, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for calling me.
What can you tell us about the new development?
First, I don't think that we have to exaggerate from this scoop, let's say. If I may say, it's a part of the race. It won't be the first and won't be the last tunnel that the IDF will and will explode this time. Sometimes it's happened because of operational calculation, and sometimes it's happened because of intelligent calculations. But if I can summarize it, it's a part of the race. I don't know if these tunnels, we know about it a long time ago, or we just realized it in the last few hours or days. But it's a part of a race.
Now, what's involved in dismantling such a tunnel? What's the process in locating it and then dismantling it?
The main issue is to detect those, or this tunnel, for example. But once you detect it, the easiest part is to destroy it or to neutralize it or to explode it. And because sometimes from intelligence manners, you don't want that the other side will know that you expose it. But if you decide to ruin it or to explode it, so it means that you make all your calculations and then you explode it. It's the easiest part is to ruin it. The hardest part is to detect it. But once the IDF or the MOD system expose it or detect it, so it's the easiest part.
We know that during Operation Protective Edge, the IDF had been able to dismantle or at least damage over 30 tunnels. In your assessment, how many tunnels does Hamas and maybe other organizations in Gaza have today that are crossing into Israel?
Let's say it's the gold question. I don't know, but I assume there's like you and like me and some other citizens that it won't be a wild guess to assume that there are many. There are many in several parts of operational situation. Some of them just at the beginning, some of them just in the middle, and some of them are nearly to cross to the border of Israel. Now, it won't be a wild guess to assume that there are many, because it didn't stop, and they are improved their ability and the capability to dig more and more from them side. For our side, let's say Israel State or the IDF, we will try to prevent them to dig more and more and to ruin it or neutralize it or, you know, to expose them.
Do you think that Hamas or other factions in Gaza will retaliate because of the dismantling of this tunnel?
They might. I don't know, but they might, because I don't think they will react, because it's just one tunnel and it was a defensive act. So most of the time while you're doing a defensive act, they won't react. While you're doing some other act, so sometimes they react. I don't think that they will react for just one tunnel, but if they will react, I won't be shocked.
Atay Shelach, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.